You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
This postgame show is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
Jessica, I dare ask, you said, Lo, about an hour and a half ago, you had topics. Have we hit
any? I thought we were doing 40 minutes.
Of course we haven't.
Have we hit any of those?
Let's also note that we had a list of topics.
She said something about Catholic month, and we've definitely talked about Catholic month.
We've talked a lot about Catholicism.
The tank biathlon.
What is Catholic month?
We were saying, so Amin hosts a podcast called Cynophobe where he...
What's Cynophobe?
What's Cynophobe?
Cynophobe is a podcast where Zach Harper and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain whether they are accurately poorly rated or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. That's Cynophobe. It's produced by Anthony Mays. You get it wherever you get podcasts. It's part of the Lebatard and Friends Network. This month, Denzel month, we wrap it up with Juju Gotti, special guest. We did Man on Fire starring Denzel Washington and Christopher Walken. Take it away.
So I would argue Cynophobe is actually a video podcast where you watch Zach make increasingly frustrated and confusing hand gestures.
He does. And by the way, he has this thing where he complains that I don't promote the podcast enough on this show. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because he made this cockamamie promise that if we don't get 5,000 reviews. Cockamamie. 5,000 reviews.
That's a good name for Big Sur Spur.
Oh, yeah. Only if it turns out that it actually is a hen.
Yeah.
Ruminate on that one.
So yeah. let's go give Cynophobe a review, and I want to pick like a gaslighting thing, like leave a 5-star review, but ask why one of Zach's hands is noticeably larger than the other. And let's see if we can make him believe that to be true.
I need that to happen. I need, just keep asking questions of that nature. We need 5,000 reviews on Apple Podcasts and 5,000 on Spotify, apparently, because Zach is a moron.
So, Ryan, the reason we were talking about Catholic month was because the other day we thought we were talking about the Da Vinci Code movies on the show, and I wondered if they were critically acclaimed or just were really popular, but the critics were like, this movie is trash, much like the books. And so I said Da Vinci Code might be a good Cynophobe movie for Catholic month, and then we are trying to think of other bad Catholic movies.
Hudson Hawk.
Boondock Saints.
Hudson Hawk is the most...
Oh, Boondock Saints probably has 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Catholic
huh?
movie, I would argue.
What is Hudson Hawk?
Hudson Hawk is a Bruce Willis action comedy from, I want to say this is after Die Hard, but pretty close to it. That has,
he was still doing a lot of moonlighting energy.
It has Andy McDowell is in it. It has a surprisingly large cast, and it also centers around like a Da Vinci mystery, but I think it's about alchemy or something. It's not very good.
This sounds perfect for Cynophobe.
And one of the central premises of it, Hudson, he's playing the titular role. Bruce Willis is, that is. And Danny Aiello, they're like art thieves, but their whole thing is that they time all of their their thefts to like jazz standards and whatever. So they sing as they like steal Leonardo da Vinci's blah, blah, blah. And so it's really an excuse because this was a, people don't remember this. This was a big thing in the 90s. Like Bruce Willis, the musician, this was basically an excuse to do that.
Shout out to David Caruso, who's in this movie, as well as Frank Stallone.
That's right. David Caruso. David Caruso is in this movie as a CIA operative who doesn't talk.
Wait, Bruce Willis had a singing career?
Bruce Willis has three albums.
Oh, I think his alter ego is named
Bruno, I want to say.
Yeah, The Return of Bruno is the name.
It's very harmonica heavy, which is how you know it's good.
He also did, you also know it's good because it was in a Seagram's wine cooler commercial.
That's right.
I learned the worst things from you, Ryan.
Yep. A lot of pork pie hat.
Ryan is quietly the most psychotic of us. He's the one I thought of when I saw that scene in Barry where they said, so are you going to go and like knock on her door and intimidate her at her house? And he's like, no, I'll just replace her dog with a slightly different dog. So change all the furniture to a different size. She'll hang herself when I'm done. Like, that's Ryan. Little quiet things to drive you to madness. I want to say that the most Catholic movie that Cinephobe has done is Roadhouse, because Roadhouse is the story of Jesus, a man of peace who comes to unite his apostles, and they spread the word. They are pursued by agents of power and the state, and he transcends all at the end.
Does that make Brad Wesley Pontius Pilate?
That's correct. It makes Terry Funk like one of Pontius Pilate's goons. Yes.
I think if you're doing bad Catholic movies, Rudy's got to be on the list.
Oof.
I
feel like that's too high on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is Sister Act the best Catholic movie?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Bird.
Sister Act 2, because it was Cinephobe eligible. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm looking at the list trying to pick good Catholic movies.
Is Home Alone a Catholic movie?
No, these are wasps.
I feel like it's the book.
It's a waspy family.
Book of Job.
No way, man. Look at that church that he goes into with the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can tell he's never been there.
I mean, that's maybe Episcopal. Maybe.
I was going to say, neighbor, it looks Episcopal.
That ain't his
to me.
Church, though.
The creepy neighbor who doesn't talk to his family anymore, he's Catholic. He's very Catholic.
That's
but
true.
Kevin McAllister's family is not.
I think Catholic Month, you probably have like 25 horror movies.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah.
No one knows how to do a horror movie that's not Catholic, so that's at least 3 weeks right there.
Technically, the Les Mis movie remake with Russell Crowe singing is a Catholic movie.
Three Musketeers is a Catholic movie, I guess.
It's because nobody's... the Les Mis is a Catholic movie because nobody's comfortable with the singing.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Very Catholic movie.
Like really super over the top Catholic movie. Last Crusade, right? Mm-hmm. Like super literal.
Knights Templar.
Constantine.
There
we go. Constantine was poorly received, but it's actually awesome. So that's perfect.
Every John Wick movie. Just like every Jesus. John Wick movie is like
super how are these Catholic? How?
What?
Because it's a Jesus story. Every
how
John
is Constantine Jesus is not Catholic? Just purely a Catholic thing, right?
No, but you know, you got to have the narrative there, right?
Spencer, that's the most Catholic thing you've ever said.
It is.
Yeah. Really surprising given your anti-Catholic bona fides.
I'm not.
You know, Jesus was Catholic.
Jesus was the first pope, as we all
he was.
Remember.
He was the first pope.
He lived in Italy.
Yeah.
And he wore the big white hat.
He was a huge soccer fan.
That actually he explains
pizza.
He made a pizza.
He went to BC. Yeah. Yeah, that and every John Woo movie. Every John Woo movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, they got dubs.
Mm-hmm.
They got slow-mo.
A lot of blood.
Singing.
Yep.
That's it. That's the whole thing. How long are we going today?
I think that's a wrap. That's it.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
We go to the phone lines, where we got Mike Schur calling in with his stat of the day. Mike, play the music.
You sound like the guy that's voice narrating this book that I'm reading.
He's that sounded more like the SportsCenter guy that there used to come on and like would do like
SportsCenter is brought to you by Michelob.
Gillette.
Oh, no, I mean Miller Lite.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Bleep the other one.
I should have played the music sooner.
Yeah.
Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Gino Auriemma, coach of the UConn Huskies, my beloved UConn Huskies. His career record at UConn is 1,149-150, which means if he wins his opening day game, he will be 1,000 games above 500 in his career. To put this into perspective, in order to achieve the same feat, Coach K would have to unretire and then go undefeated for 19 consecutive seasons. He's the GOAT.
Doable.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Should go without saying, but someone should do something about that. Just can we do something about that? I just don't like it.
They're ruining basketball. UConn women are ruining basketball.
There's been some UConn slander in the Meadowlark family, I'll mention.
Yeah, Jess, are you the one that's actually
certain
doing
someone
about this?
I don't know what you're talking about. UConn slander.
All of season one, like all of season one should be renamed UConn Anon.
There was no UConn slander to be had, and if you think that season one of Off the Looking Glass, the show I host with Kate Fagan, was slandering UConn, then you weren't paying attention to the nuance of the anti-UConn movement. Just kidding. That's not what it is. But, Mike, realistically, it's not anti-UConn.
There's, too much attention is paid to UConn. We talk about UConn too much. He's 1,000 games over 500 for his career.
Yeah,
1,000 games over 500.
We only talk about Gino Auriemma, and no one covers women's basketball in mainstream sports media. That's inarguable.
We're covering it now. We're talking about it now.
Talking about Gino Auriemma!
Stat of the Day is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's getting better. Yeah.
It's getting better.
Gabriel Katz.
The Hot List.
Can you say The Hot List?
The Hot List.
Yeah, that's
what. Brought to you by Miller Lite.
Cold, hard facts.
Miller Lite. Miller.
This might be your best limited fake.
What?
I'm serious.
Hold on.
Yeah, the SportsCenter voicing guy.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Gabriel Cash.
Shut up. Can you do, wait a second. Can you do the SportsCenter guy as Jack Palance and Tango and Cash?
Okay. All right, here we go.
As Barack Obama.
See, Mitch McConnell.
He doesn't want that. How many millions have you cost me? Governor Romney. He puts his mitts on my stuff, and then he waltzes away with my drugs. Michelle, Sasha, Malia. How many millions?
That was a tough assignment. You did well.
I tried.
Yeah. Good job, Amin.
Yeah, not bad. Very good.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.